You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Again, God is reversing decisions that were made and situations. This concept that God spoke to me, reversing situations, is powerful. It's powerful biblically. It's a theme that illustrates His sovereignty, and that at any given moment, He can turn things around.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Divine Reversal. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Habakkuk 2, verse 1, and 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 6 through 8.
There's something deeper here than just be careful. I believe the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me that there's some things happening in the womb of our church, in the lives of God's people, and in the minds of God's people. There's a duality. A duality, like two people in one, two concepts in one that have always strived with each other. Right now, God is about to do a divine reversal. I'm not saying that one of your ideals or ideologies is going to grab the heel of the other. What I am saying is that you are breached. What's in you is not turned the way it should be turned. And the Lord spoke to me to prophesy that He turn it to where you're in the right position within to birth the next season. That if we don't turn this around, we're going to give birth to something that's going to have major problems. In other words, a breached baby, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but a breached baby should come out head first. I'm sorry, a breech baby is designed to come out feet first when that means something is wrong, because a baby should come out what?
Head first.
To us, it would be upside down, but in terms of God's plan, the right side up version is head down first, not feet first, head first. Glory to God. Now, some people want to walk before their mind is developed. But it is dangerous to walk when you don't have a good mind. It is dangerous to proceed in business, to activate ministry, and you don't have feet planted. And your feet shouldn't be planted first. Your mind should be planted first, and your feet follow mine. That mind is not your old mind, it's your new mind, birthed into a new dimension. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will. We got a lot of people that want Sunday's best first. Their introduction into the kingdom is, how can I get a deal? Or, since I didn't make it on stage, I want to come to the local church and shine. Or, because I got education and I got gifts, I want people to gravitate to me, but I don't have the right concept yet about God. I'm not thinking about God as the Bible would have me to think about Him. I got my own concepts about how things should be. And I move and vacillate from one year to the next with these concepts that aren't really glorifying God. Remember, man looks on the outer appearance, but God is always examining the heart. And today I got to preach and teach and talk to the breach that's in you, that God would turn it. Glory to God. I have a unique testimony that I need to tell you. My pastor actually gave birth to twins in 1980. Each of those babies weighed over 8 pounds apiece. I don't know if it's the Guinness Book of World Records or not, but I had a chance to see this myself. So I want to share it with you. The babies were born on the 19th of December, 1980. On the 19th, it was on a Friday, on the 19th of December, I believe somebody can check me, go back on Google Calendar and check and see if the 19th of December, 1999, what day was that? See if it was a Friday. But I know on the 19th of December, 1999, we purchased this facility. So those twins were 19 years old on that day. The problem is that their mother, who was my pastor at the time, she wanted to have these babies naturally, but they were breached, which means their feet were coming out first. But she did not want the doctors to cut her and do a C-section. And so she believed that God was so powerful. When she would go through issues, she would literally take the hands of the man of God from a magazine and swallow them, believing that his hands was that anointed, that if God were to, that she's seen him work through miracle signs and wonders, that if she took it into her, he would turn it. Now, before you judge it, just listen to me. Paul took aprons off of his body, cut them into pieces because he was anointed and gave them to people. And demons left the bodies of people. You may not have seen God move to this degree, but I've seen him move by his spirit and by his power. And I've had a chance to see that age in the kingdom where God was doing supernatural miracles right in the local church. And if God touched down in Truth Revealed and started doing what he was doing in the 60s and in the 70s in the church in America, many of us, man, we couldn't handle it because you would be so astonished to see a miracle just take place. Well, I had a chance to see certain things as a young boy, like looking over the fence. I said, "What? That is unusual." That's where her faith was. So I'm not judging it. What I'm just saying, that's where her faith was. But she wanted the babies to turn. So that didn't work. So what she did is she called for the man of God to pray. And he prayed on the phone. And he asked God to turn the babies. And over the next hour or so, she started screaming. Gah! From the pain, and those babies turned in her womb. This is the 1980s, so I'm in high school, and we're next door neighbors. I know what I'm talking about because I was paying attention. When my mom got pregnant with Doris in 1979, she was at the kitchen sink. Washing dishes, she was sweating. And I was taking health in high school. I said, "Are you pregnant?" "Stop it with your manly self." But I asked her, I said, "Are you pregnant?" She said, "You're mannish." I said, "Well, what the heck is mannish?" Well, guess what? She was pregnant. I can't tell you how I knew. I can't tell you why. I just looked at her and the way she was washing dishes, and she wiped her face like that. And I noticed. So I asked her. She thought that was like I don't understand that. "You are so mannish." Well, you want me to be smart, right? You want me to take up health, and you want me to know what I'm talking about. What if I had a career track to be a doctor? And I could just pick up my patience like that and tell them stuff was going on. What if God wanted to do something like that? Preacher, doctor, a bicameral approach to life. No medicine, but I got a healer. Come on, what if he wanted to make me a Luke to record what he's doing in the world and be an eyewitness, but also be able to work some medicine too? You need to stop putting cobwebs in that and use some antiseptic and stop these home remedies and just change your diet and drink some more water and constipation will leave. Roxy Williams started screaming. And over the next hours, those babies turned. Glory to God. Well, because of the dates, for some reason, it surfaced in my spirit. And the Lord told me that truth revealed is breached. That God wants to birth some things this year, but we're not in the right position. And he told me to prophesy. And as he turns it in you, you may feel pressure. But don't abort the move because you feel some pressure. You got to stay in the zone because God is turning things around. And you got to learn how to deal with some physical pressure when God is working with you from the inside out. And stop saying, I just can't handle it. You don't move from that position of birthing until God is done with you. And don't you run out just because you feel pressure. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. I'll come back to that in a moment because there's some Rebeccas up in here. There's some Rebeccas up in here. You're carrying twins, but they're wrestling on the inside and you won't be comforted. She didn't go to people. She said, God, what's wrong with me? God said, there are two nations in you. This is before MRIs. You are carrying nations and you're playing games. You have the ability to birth nations and you don't know how valuable your matrix is. And truth revealed, you may not know, God wants to do something in this church that's going to impact the nations of the world. Amen. If we can just come together. There's enough glory in this house and potential in this house to do the best preaching, the best organization, the best management, the best expansion, hallelujah, the best recording, the best growth, hallelujah, the best transportation, the best taking ministry on the road that you've ever seen before if we'll all come together. But because pressure's there, we sometimes move out of our position. Before time or before God can turn it around. God says you don't need a new pregnancy. I'm going to take the one that's already there, but put it in the right position. So there will be a repositioning for this activation. Don't be afraid of repositioning. Don't be afraid of the pressure that you're going to feel on the inside. Glory to God. I decree and declare a divine reversal. Decisions and situations are about to occur in this church and in your life personally. God is reversing decisions and situations. They told you no, but God is saying yes. He's about to reverse it. If you can believe God, come on, all things are possible. You got to know a decision was made on your stuff, but God is going to turn it around. He's got to turn it around or we won't be able to give birth. And you're going to feel pressure as he turns it around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Again, God is reversing decisions that were made and situations. This concept that God spoke to me, reversing situation, is powerful. It's powerful biblically. It's a theme that illustrates his sovereignty, and that at any given moment he can turn things around. We're talking about now putting weight on his sovereignty. Rebekah went to the Lord, and the Lord said, "You have two nations." Roxy Williams went to the man of God and said, "Could you pray? I don't want a C-section." He said, "I will, and God will turn the babies." And over the next hour, the rumbling in her gut were 2 8-pound babies with no umbilical cord tied around their neck start turning in the womb. And I believe God, hallelujah, that God is about to let that which is on the inside of you, the twin, hallelujah, he's going to let it turn in the name of Jesus. A decision was made. We got to cut you. We got to open you up. But God says, "I'm going to turn it around in the name of Jesus." God said, "They denied you and your request, but I'm about to turn things around. I've got to prophesy. A divine reversal is going to take place so we can give birth and life to that which God has intended from the foundation of the world." I don't know who I'm preaching to, but God is about to turn some things around. God is about to do it. The theme illustrates his sovereignty and his ability. See, Clark can't turn it, but I can release the prognostic. I can release the prophetic word in the atmosphere. And I'm telling you, he told me, "I don't have a bridge to walk over this water. And I don't know how we're going to get there, but he told me to prophesy." Divine reversal. In the name of Jesus, God is about to turn around decision that was made in your life where you never thought that he could turn it around. You're going to see it flip. Touch your neighbor and say, "It's about to flip." Glory to God. It's about to flip from tails to head. It's about to flip from backside of the desert to the front of the line. It's about to flip from "you can't get this" to "you have access." Glory to God. Shout flip, flip, flip. Somebody's having problems in your left foot. The Lord told me to tell you, if you'll just jump up and start giving him praise, you're going to see him move the pain. It's in your left foot. It's in your left foot. It's in your left foot. Ah. His divine purpose will be fulfilled. His divine purpose will be fulfilled. God can turn it around. Glory, hallelujah. Touch your name and say, "He's got a word on it." The scripture is replete with God turning things around. My God. I don't care if it's breached. I don't care if the feet are there first. I believe God. God can turn it around. Jesus. Let me prophesy. God has the power to transform despair. In other words, despair has feet first, but God can turn despair into expectancy. He can transform despair into expectancy. Glory to God. He can transform despair and hopelessness into I believe God. God can transform weakness into strength. He's doing it even now. The promise is breached right now, but God is about to turn it around and transform weakness into strength. This is going to hurt. God can transform judgment, and you deserve punishment, and he can turn it into redemption. Let me say that again. God can turn judgment. In other words, the judge can say, I have the right to give you 10 years. But for you, God from Zion, for you, I'm going to give you another chance. God can take the judge when he has the gavel and he's about to come down with a judgment and halfway down say, stop. Man, I'm preaching. God can stop a bankruptcy. God can add funds and value to your properties. God can turn your portfolio. God can shift you in any given moment. Can the church say amen? Amen. There is no way. That a coat of many colors can be stripped from you. There is no way that a coat of many colors can be stripped from you and you're thrown into a pit. And then from the pit, you go to a pot and you're falsely accused. And from the pot, you go into a prison. And in the prison, you're forgotten. There is no way in the natural that in 1 hour you can come from the dungeons and become the governor of the great land called Egypt. But God is a God of divine reversals. Good God from Zion. And there's somebody in the room that's been in a pot and in a pit and in a prison, and God is about to elevate you out of it. Glory to God. There's somebody on the sound of my voice. God is about to take to the high place, and you're going to begin to understand why you went through what you went through. He was just preparing you for this next season. Glory to God. There is no way. It is virtually impossible to take millions of people that are slaves. And over a 9-month period, God uses plagues in the land to infect your oppressor. So much so that the governor, the king of Egypt, says, get out from among us. And as you go, we're going to grace you with some gold so you can go into the wilderness and serve your God. But go out from among us. And for those who are in Goshen, when the flies came into Goshen, I'm sorry, into Egypt, not one of them came to Goshen. It's virtually impossible without a safety net, without any pesticide, without anything stopping the flies. Who stopped them? The Bible says even the insects are gods. And if there's a swarm in your life, God can stop the swarm in a microsecond. Come on, God can stop the plague or turn it around where they got to give you what you've been asking for. Come on, it's virtually impossible to be sitting in a house and watch your counterpart get pregnant from the man you love over and over and over again, and you're still barren. But you take it to the Lord. And say, God, I don't know what's going on, but she's flaunting her children around me. She's walking around and she's pregnant again. And I don't know what to do. But if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. If you give me this boy, I'll take him back. If you bless me with this business, if you bless me with this stuff, I will not renege on my commitment to you. I won't get caught up like I used to get caught up. I'm gonna still serve you. I'll give it back to you. And God heard Hannah's prayer, and he gave her the boy that she's always asked for. Didn't know that he would transition them out of the judge age into the monarchy. She didn't know that he was the last of the judge and the first of the prophets. Oh my God. God is a God of divine reversals, and he's about to reverse some stuff that the devil tried to throw at you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Divine Reversal, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. The discipleship course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Email driven@truthrevealed.org for more information. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day. Thank you.